On a tree-lined street in South Sandwich, everything is quiet. Sprinklers, birds, and the occasional landscaping truck are all that make a noise. But to some people, it's the quiet before the storm.
Okay, I'm Jane Ward. I was a colonel in the Air Force for 26 years, and I'm a physician.
But what is the significance of where we're standing right now?
We're pretty close to Camp Edwards, or Joint Base Cape Cod. We're in a neighborhood that's just a stone's throw.
We're standing less than a mile away from where the Massachusetts Army National Guard wants to build the 8-lane machine gun range on the western half of the base, near the Forestdale neighborhood.
In terms of being a citizen and having actually gotten small arms training myself during my military career, environmentally, this seems ludicrous.
The machine gun range would require the clear cutting of 170 acres of forest land as part of a 5,000-acre danger zone. It's just under a quarter of the land on the base. The National Guard describes the impacts as less than significant, but many environmentalists feel otherwise.
I lament the loss of big, unfragmented habitat. I think that's chronic, and we're sort of just marching toward less forest and less good wildlife habitat by these, 1,000 cuts.
That's Christopher Neal, a scientist at the Woodwell Climate Research Center in Woods Hole. He says the forest on the base provides habitat, but it also stores greenhouse gases. Cutting down trees means losing a climate change buffer.
Not only do you lose the current store of carbon in the tree trunks, but you also eliminate the annual uptake from that acre or those 170 acres of trees.
Overall, Neal says he's troubled by the cumulative loss from breaking up the largest unfragmented forest ecosystem on Cape Cod.
The base is a really significant piece of land, maybe the most significant for rare and endangered species on Cape Cod.
Mark Faraday is a wildlife biologist at Mass Audubon's Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary. He says there will practically always be winners and losers in land management, but you have to consider the particular needs of the 34 endangered species that use this habitat. Some, like the eastern whippoorwill and the frosted elfin butterfly, could actually benefit from the clearing. They prefer grassland.
I think it's sometimes hard for people to get used to the idea of clearing a bunch of trees being a net benefit for rare and declining species, but that's generally the case here in New England, where the landscape would otherwise be forested, and so those species would be lost.
To reduce the impacts of the machine gun range, the National Guard is proposing a 4-to-1 mitigation ratio, meaning there will be 4 acres preserved on the base for every acre impacted. Plus, base officials say they're expanding the Crane Wildlife Management Area just south of the base through a direct land transfer of 260 acres. The National Guard declined an interview for this story, but in an email wrote, quote, "Every project decision illustrates our commitment to conservation and sustainable development." Still, opponents like retired Air Force physician Jane Ward aren't convinced.
We live on a fragile sandbar. This is not the type of project we want to attract to Cape Cod for the benefit of Cape Cod.
And big questions remain about the impact on groundwater, which the Cape Cod Commission has raised concerns about, and how noise from the machine gun range is expected to reach neighborhoods and an elementary school, and what an 18% increase in activity on the base will mean, and why it's better to build a machine gun range here than continue sending soldiers 4.5 hours north to Vermont. Ward says people want answers, and they want the space to ask them at a public hearing.
By adding a mission and adding more people and adding more stress on the groundwater, we're just encouraging the end of Cape Cod.
For now, a month-long public comment period is coming to an end on Tuesday, September 8th. Comments can be sent to Keith J. Driscoll at the Hanscom Air Force Base. For CAI, I'm Eve Zukoff.